This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
Zay on the beat, PB on the podcast. You know what's up? You know we finna bust that.
All right, that's the new intro music.
That's the intro. That's it.
Rosen, so excited to be back on Twitter Spaces with all of you. Thank you to everybody that sent thoughts, questions, comments over this off-season lull. Matt Murphy is with me. We are so excited to get back into it now. 76ers schedule came out yesterday for the 2022-23 season. I'll go ahead and run through a couple of schedule highlights, but as I do that, please, there are so many ways that you can do this. Send me a DM. You can comment on the space. You can use the chat. You can send a comment to the Sixers tweet about this space. Matt and I are going to try to keep up with all of them. But what we really want to hear is what matchup you guys are most excited about. This, of course, is our core group of Sixers fans on Twitter Spaces. And let us know what you're most excited about and why. If you have to dip early, if you want to leave us a comment and want to hear what we have to say later, this is also going to be available on the 76ers Insiders podcast feed. So make sure you're following the 76ers Insiders podcast wherever you get your podcast. Matt and I are going to be with you all season long. We're so excited to get back up and running here on Spaces and over there on the podcast feed. So as always, if you join early, if you leave early or join late, this conversation in its entirety will be available over there. One more housekeeping note. We see your comments about letting other people talk on the space. That is still something that we definitely want to do this season. For now, the best way to make your voice heard on the space is to send us a comment, send us a DM, send us anything via text, and we can make sure that we read it aloud. We're still working technically on how we're going to incorporate your voices, your live voices, into these later in the season, and that is coming. So we hear you, we see you, and we're excited to talk to you, not just via DM or text, but also on the airwaves. So enough from me. Good morning, Matt Murphy. I want to hear your voice before I run through the schedule highlights. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How do you feel about this schedule?
Lauren, it's so good to be back with you. I hope that my audio is now resolved. I am doing this from Indianapolis for the NBA 2K League playoffs, 76ers Gaming Club. Shout out to them, their season about to head into the playoffs. So if you're not already following them, that's the Sixers 2K League team at 76ers GC. Quick plug there. But so good to be back on Sixers Spaces with everyone. Yesterday was an exciting day around the NBA, whatever team you're a fan of, but especially the Sixers, when the schedules drop, just pouring over it. And I know some people take the approach of, oh, 82 games will be played. Well, a few years ago, that wasn't even the case, but we returned to that normal schedule last year. 82 games. There's no problem, in my opinion, with getting excited about it. And I liked doing this last year with you, talking about which matchups we're looking forward to, because it's something throughout the season on Spaces that we touched on last year when the games happen, because we're on here after Sixers wins and we would say, oh, what was your favorite game so far this season? And we get to do that in advance and just thinking about what could be in the 2022-23 season. And the Sixers are going to be on national TV a lot. They're right up there with some of the best teams in the league, obviously with the roster moves that they've made and how they look heading into the year. It's an exciting time, and I'm excited to talk about the schedule for sure.
For more on that exciting time, head back to that 76ers Insiders feed that I just mentioned. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to speak to assistant coach Dave Yeager, not only about his crazy sort of mind-boggling season that he had last year, of course, missing some time due to head and neck cancer, and then rejoining the team for the final stretch and the playoffs on the bench. If anyone deserved, I know I've said it a few times, but if anyone deserved a super relaxing offseason, it was Dave Yeager. And instead, he's spending a lot of time giving back to the different communities that are important to him. So go over to the 76ers Insiders feed, listen to that conversation between Dave Yeager and me, plus hear what he has to say about some of those new roster additions and what he's most looking forward to in the 2022-23 season. So if you don't trust my takes, I get it, but you should definitely trust a veteran coach like Dave Yeager and listen to what he's excited about. His excitement certainly got me excited. And now let's go ahead and finally dive into the schedule. There are many key matchups. I'm going to try to tell you guys what I had highlighted, what I had circled on my calendar, but then we'll go through some of the comments that you guys are sending. There are a lot of themes here. You guys are excited about what I'm excited about. So let's get into it. First, of course, the Sixers playing in the NBA's opening night, October 18th at Boston. That one is going to be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT. That the first game of the NBA season, the first national TV game of the NBA season. The Lakers and the Warriors will play on TNT after that, but an honor to be chosen for opening night on this 2022-23 season. And then, of course, the home opener, an equally or almost equally exciting matchup against the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. That one will also be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT on October 20th. So in those first 3 days of this season alone, the Sixers matching up with top rivals in the Eastern Conference, the defending Eastern Conference champion Boston Celtics, the formerly defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks. That is Milwaukee's opener. It is the Sixers' home opener. Back to back, the Sixers being featured right away this season. And that is a theme that we should talk about too, Matt. 34 nationally televised contests. That's almost double the amount of national TV games that the Sixers had at the beginning of the season last year. So the NBA shedding some well-earned light on MVP runner-up Joel Embiid, James Harden, and the crew. Very much looking forward to that first week. Matt, any thoughts from you on that first week? I'm seeing a lot of comments about opening night. What are you most looking forward to in the first week? And then we'll dive into some more key matchups.
I think it's really cool that it's the first game to tip off the entire slate of the NBA regular season schedule. And I know the Warriors are the defending champs, and because of time zones and all that, they will play on that night. But to tip off the entire NBA regular season on Tuesday, October 18th against Boston, that's really cool for the Sixers. The home opener against Giannis and the Bucks, the Sixers home opener 2 days later. Though you can't start with a better pair of games, especially with how most people are looking at the top of the Eastern Conference. Well, you're getting all of those teams right away. I also think this is not first week related, but I also think it's cool that the Sixers will have the first game of the five on Christmas Day at noon against the Knicks, but I might be jumping ahead a little bit there. You mentioned NBA TV. That 34 does include 11 on NBA TV. So 34 national TV games, including the 11 NBA TV games. And I pulled up a tweet from Krishna, who shared yesterday the full list for each team. So just for some context, excluding NBA TV, the Warriors have 30 national TV games, then the Lakers, then the Celtics, Bucks, Sixers. Sixers and Bucks both have 23, which is the fourth most on ESPN, ABC, and TNT. So right up there with some of the top teams. But Lauren, because the opening week is so exciting, you might think that our picks for the matchup we're looking forward to most are obvious. So I'm wondering if you're going chalk with that.
Honestly, I might be. I really like, though, that a lot of people have the Golden State Warriors, and rightfully so, circled on their calendars. The first time that one is coming for the 76ers is right before that Christmas Day game, December 16th versus Golden State. That's one that I'm very much looking forward to. The Sixers last season hosted the Golden State Warriors earlier in the season, then played them in Golden State, but severely shorthanded. They won the first at home. They dropped the second to the eventual champions. But Matt, I'm really looking forward to that one. It's always a show when Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and company come to town. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing how this iteration of the Sixers matches up with that iteration of the Warriors. Of course, when the Sixers beat the Warriors last year, they did not have James Harden on the team. Tyrese Maxey had some growing left to be done. Joel Embiid was rounding into that MVP form, but he continued to get better as the season went along. I think that's going to be a really interesting test, not only because, of course, anytime you match up with a team as illustrious as that one, it's a really good barometer to test yourself by. It's a good time in the season to do it as well. If you play those great teams early, I mean, look, even having this conversation about the schedule is probably putting too much weight on things too early, but I always worry about how much weight gets put on those first two games. When neither team has really gotten in any reps together, their first truly competitive run on October 18th and October 20th, a lot of people are going to put a lot of stock into those games. But 2 months later, as the team hosts Golden State, I'm willing to take a little bit more of a temperature and a pulse on how this team looks a third or so of the way through the season. So to me, that's one that I've got circled on my calendar. I'm not sure if that's a chalk pick or not, but Matt, maybe as you look at that first half of the season, I'm curious what you have circled that isn't an opening night or a Christmas Day matchup.
I think it's kind of chalky, the Golden State pick, but it's not too bad. I actually thought that the Milwaukee home opener was a given for the marquee matchup that we could say we're looking forward to most. I had Golden State right there at the top of my list that Friday, December 16th game, and I want to elaborate on that in a second. I also want to just read a couple tweets from people who joined the space in real time at the top. Again, you can get these after the fact on the podcast network. I know some people also sent in their matchups they were looking forward to in advance yesterday. But some people who today have replied, SW Sports said Christmas Day game is their most excited game. Emil mentions the 76ers versus the Warriors, saying they can't wait for that. Nolan can't wait for the Celtics opener, which we said will tip off the NBA season. And there's a bunch more that we can read throughout. But I think some added context for the Golden State matchup on December 16th, which will be an ESPN game at 7:30, is that it's in the middle of a really long, in fact, the longest homestand of the Sixers' 22-23 schedule. 7 games over 15 days from December 9th through the 23rd. And how about this? 3 consecutive Fridays you'll get in Philadelphia, the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Clippers. So that homestand, the holiday season will be in full swing. I think that adds to why Golden State is a really strong pick for the one you have circled. The other one that I think was one of my backup picks, let me know how you feel about this, Lauren, the Denver game on January 28th. It's a Saturday afternoon, and it's part of what they're calling NBA Rivals Week. So towards the end of January, they'll have Embiid, Jokic on a Saturday afternoon in South Philadelphia. So that was probably slightly under the Golden State game for me.
I also am excited about that. Look, the NBA sort of test drives different things every year. I'm all about any reason to get folks excited about the NBA a little bit in that sort of mid-season lull. I want to go through a couple more. I'll just list them off that excited me right off the bat. And these, of course, all before All-Star break. So sort of looking at what is soonest to come for the 76ers. We talked about the opening two. Then the Sixers will play their first of many, Matt, back-to-backs. Not back-to-backs, but back-to-back games against the same team. A lot more of those this year. Most of them actually are split home and home, but playing the same team twice in a row. The series option, of course, new to the NBA, started during the pandemic seasons, October 26th and October 28th, both at Toronto. Those always good games, competitive games. That's a team that has always given the Sixers trouble. The Sixers, of course, got over the hump in the playoffs against the Raptors this season. But those are teams that have a lot of, I don't want to say that there's any bad blood there. That's certainly not the right term to use. But there's contentiousness between those teams. They always bring their best punch for one another. So very much looking forward to those. Phoenix on November 7th. Milwaukee again on November 18th. Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers meet up for the first time on November 22nd. Then visiting at Memphis. That's another one that I don't think is chalk, Matt. I don't think that that's chalk. December 2nd at Memphis is one that I'm looking forward to. The Grizzlies, of course, a young, exciting team led by a young, exciting player in Ja Morant. Ja Morant and Joel Embiid, two of the most exciting, if not best, players in the NBA right now. I think you can actually safely say that they are both two of the most exciting and best players in the NBA right now, and sort of welcoming in a new generation of best guys in the league when you think about players like that. Then the Lakers for the first time on December 9th. We talked about Golden State on the 16th. We talked about Christmas Day. You talked about Rivalry Week, Matt. And then as you get into the end of the season, a lot of people on Twitter talking about the last few games, that difficult stretch towards the end of the season. And of course, you can look at that in one of two ways, right? Either it is a really interesting test and a challenging time for the Sixers. You never know who's going to be jockeying for position or seeding as the playoffs come along. So that, of course, could either be a really difficult and exciting stretch, or, and this is one that I sort of lean a little bit towards when I see all the commentary about how difficult that final stretch is, a lot of times in the end of March, in April in the NBA, players are resting, preparing for the playoffs. Some teams have different priorities during that phase. Teams are sort of winding their season down. Playoff seeding has already been figured out. So I wouldn't worry too much. I would caution anyone against worrying too much about that final stretch. But of course, should things be a little bit closer, it's going to be really exciting to see how things shake out down the stretch. That, of course, from March 27th onward, the Sixers will see, let's say actually March 24th onwards, the Sixers will see Golden State, Phoenix, Denver, Milwaukee, Boston, Miami, and Brooklyn for the regular season finale. So that end of season, it's way too soon to talk about. But to those of you in the comments, I see you that are concerned about it. Remember that maybe not quite as concerning as seeing that slate of teams at the beginning of the season or in the middle of the season when there's still a lot to be determined. Matt, that was a lot. Anything you want to draw attention to before we start to wind this one down?
Yeah, I mean, at face value, March is crazy. To start the month, five road games in the first 7 days, so that first week, and it starts with a back-to-back on the road. That first week ends with a back-to-back on the road, so two back-to-backs in the first week of March in the midst of five road games in 7 days. This comes courtesy of 76ers PR. The Sixers will conclude the regular season with 12 consecutive matchups against playoff teams from the previous year, but I do agree with your thinking that that's towards the end of the year and teams are gearing up for the playoffs, and that's a long way off. So it was something that a lot of people were tweeting about, certainly notable, but I think for me the excitement reigns supreme about many of the games that come before that, including Christmas Day at the Garden, which is going to be an amazing game to kick off the five Christmas Day games, Sixers, Knicks, noon Eastern. That's going to be so much fun. I'm really looking forward to that one. Any thoughts about the Christmas game, Lauren?
Oh, I mean, what's not to love? Start your day with Sixers basketball. I saw a tweet that I'm not going to be able to pull up in real time right now, but breaking down all of the national TV's lineups for both sports, football and basketball, that will be played on Christmas Day. What a delight that day is going to be, and really cool for the Sixers to start early, hopefully get the win, and then enjoy the rest of the day at their leisure watching those games. I want to go into my DMs, Matt, before we wrap it up. Cardinal Flame wants to talk about one matchup that we have not discussed yet, and I think it's certainly worth a shout out. Cardinal Flame says, I'm really excited for the November 19th matchup with the Timberwolves, the new look T-Wolves, especially now with how heated the matchup between Kat and JoJo can get. Now excited to see what it's going to be like with Rudy in the mix. The Timberwolves are one of those sort of big question marks for the NBA this season. They could be great. A lot of people wondering if the new addition is going to make a positive difference in Rudy Gobert, matching him with Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid have, of course, shown much entertainment to NBA fans across the country in recent years. So that is a great one, actually, to look at. That's sort of an X factor of a game, that November 19th against the Timberwolves. I specifically says, Ani wants you to know that the Nets home game is circled because it's on their birthday. So very much looking forward to celebrating many birthdays with the Sixers. I don't have a birthday game this year. I was a little bit bummed about that. I have had one in the past couple of years, but that's okay. Looking forward to celebrating all sorts of things as we go along. Matt, any other under-the-radar picks for you or DMs you want to highlight?
I love that you said under the radar, because if anyone caught our schedule release podcast last season, that was something that I was really pumped up to talk about, like which game is kind of a sleeper game that not everyone is circling right away, but it's still something that you're paying close attention to. And you picked Houston last year as your under the radar matchup that you were looking forward to, the Houston on the road. I think it was a San Antonio Houston back to back, or two games in a couple of days on the road. But
it was, and then those ended up getting rescheduled due to some health and safety protocols shuffling around. But yeah, not my best under the radar pick. I'm gonna do a better one this year. Matt, do you have one?
I do, and notably absent from your string of tweets was the home Memphis game. And you mentioned Memphis again, but you mentioned the road game at the Grizzlies. So my under-the-radar matchup that I'm looking forward to the most is the Sixers hosting the Memphis Grizzlies on Thursday, February 23rd, because it's the first game after the All-Star break as well. Not to mention the fact that it being February 23rd, it is part of, hold on, I lost it, that part of the schedule. We got a tweet from Hassan who said 224 through 3-4 is a tough stretch. Memphis, Boston, Miami twice, Dallas, and Milwaukee. So I'm highlighting the start of that tough stretch, in Hassan's opinion, with the Grizzlies game right after the All-Star break. So it's good to have a few home games right around that time. Also notable in that stretch is the Heat, because that will be the first time that the Sixers and Heat play, if I didn't miscount. It's a home and home, and the Sixers and Heat won't play until February 27th. So quite a long time to see that rematch. But I'm going with the Memphis Grizzlies game for my pick here. What about you?
I like your pick, and right you are about the Miami Heat. All three of those matchups will be following the All-Star break this year. So fans that were watching the playoffs this season on bated breath are going to have to, of course, wait a little bit longer for that matchup. But could be a good thing, because you'll sort of see what both teams look like in their not complete product, but a more evolved product than perhaps if you see them earlier in the season. That's why I personally am a fan of that middle third of the season, as we've already talked about. So some of those Miami contests coming just slightly after the All-Star break. Looking forward to seeing how those teams match up indeed. Matt, I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick both of the times that the Sixers and the LA Clippers face off this season. The Clippers, of course, have had some bad luck with injuries. Their marquee players have not been available of late, but they remain a pretty big question mark for this season. Everyone should know, with talent like that, no better than to count them out. But of course, it's a little bit difficult to anticipate what those matchups are going to look like. A full strength Clippers team is going to be lethal when they get there. It's just a matter of when. The Sixers play the Clippers in Philadelphia on December 23rd, and then shortly after in Los Angeles on January 17th. So I'm going to go ahead and circle the two Clippers matchups, just because we have no idea what those are going to look like by that time of year. And of course, hoping that both teams could potentially play each other at more strength than they played last season, or even full strength Looking forward to seeing what that team is able to do as they re-enter the mix, or anticipatedly re-enter the mix this season.
I love it. Good picks. I wanted to end by just running through, because we're so close to all of this, training camp right around the corner, preseason games, October 3rd, October 5th, October 10th, and October 12th, Brooklyn on the road, Cleveland at home, then at Cleveland, and then home against Charlotte, opening night Tuesday, October 18th at Boston, home opener Thursday, October 20th against the Milwaukee Bucks. And I wanted to wrap up with this because, again, follow the 76ers Insiders podcast feed. I loved your conversation with assistant coach Dave Yeager, which you mentioned at the top. So everybody be sure to go listen to that. I wanted to read a quote from another person you caught up with recently, and that was Tyrese Maxey at his camp in Philadelphia. And here's the quote for a little something to hold everybody over. Tyrese Maxey said, "I feel like I relate to everybody in this city. The fans that come to the games, they work and spend their hard-earned money to be able to attend these games. I feel like I worked extremely hard to be able to get to where I am. Nothing was given to me. Everything was earned. So I really understand where they're coming from."
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.